Welcome to As You Wish Talk Radio. I'm your host, James Gillen. We've got a lot of stuff going on. I was going to bring a guest on this week, but it was so important. I'm just getting inundated with emails and questions like, what is going on? I thought it'd be a really good time to kind of give people a little heads up on what is going on so they can better understand, you know, what they're going through and the shifts and the changes. But it's pretty crazy. I mean, as we speak, I'm looking out my window and I'm seeing the most phenomenal cloud formations over Mount Adams. It looks like one saucer cloud after another after another. And then earlier they were just stacked up right above the ranch here. So a lot of activity. We've had a lot of ships in the skies flying over, and they've been making turns and, you know, responding to lasers and people's intentions. Yeah, one night just not too long ago, we counted over, I believe it was almost 50 ships in less than 30 minutes. And we brought some people over the email list that put in their testimony to show we're not the only one seeing these objects up in the sky. But the skies are really busy. There's a lot going on. And that's some of the things I want to talk about as far as what is going on. So anyway, we've been receiving one gamma ray burst after another. We just had a couple major ones from Cygnus, and that's a major signal, basically, of things kicking up and things happening on the planet. And those who do not understand what gamma rays are, is they're seventh dimensional energies. And so each time one of these bursts hit the planet, it's like the source itself saying, wake up, kids, we're going to the next level. And so they're creating incredible changes on the planet. We're also having a lot of solar flare activity. And we're having, streams of solar streams coming in. And the shields are down. The magnetic fields are very weak right now. And we're going through a magnetic pole shift. And the poles are moving all over the place. So that has a lot to do with it as well. We're getting bombarded with cosmic rays. And everything down to the atom itself is changing, you know, including carbon, you know, is changing. So we're changing with it. And we got to be, aware of these changes. Now, what this energy is doing also socially is it's taking down the old paradigm. And so this matrix that we're in right now that we've been in for quite some time is what I call the Archon matrix. And a lot of people think this is negative or doom and gloom or fear. But, you know, basically those are the people that actually fear looking at the darkness or fear looking at what's going on. And that's fear, too. So this isn't fear. This is called being enlightened of both sides of the coin. You know, being enlightened means being knowledge of the whole picture, you know, what's going on. And we can't just stick our heads in the sand, you know, and eat goji berries and think we're going to ascend by, you know, singing Kumbaya. It just doesn't work that way. You know, this is when these energies come in, we're going to have to really flow with these energies. So these energies are creating change. They're going to create social, economic, and physical earth changes. And you're going to see major events on in all these levels. And this old network, this old matrix is coming down. It's being unraveled. And this Archon network, for people don't know what the Archon network is, there have been some very dark forces at play on the planet for quite a long time, even way past the Egyptian days. And they call them the Archons. Everybody has a different name for them, the Djinn, whatever. But there's people that do ceremony and they do dark ritual and they call upon these beings for guidance, for power over others and material wealth and fame and things of that nature. And to do so, they need to sell their souls, you know, for this process. And you'd be surprised how many people have done this and are very famous people. So as you climb the ladder of success, as you go up the ladder in the institutions, whether they be religious institutions or business institutions or political institutions, it just gets darker and darker as you get up to the top. And then you have the corporations to really call in the shots, and then the Illuminati boys that own the corporation. So they've sold their souls, you know, most of them have, to these other forces. And they've been raised within these families, and it's just part of their life. Well, the thing is that whole program is being just shredded right now. It's falling apart. You know, the people, the puppets that these negative entities are working with on the ground are falling apart. They're becoming totally dysfunctional. And, you know, all of these dysfunctions, these ego-driven programs are falling apart. So people have to get back in touch with their soul and spirit if they're going to make it through this shift. And so we can't go by the ego drive anymore. The ego drive is the old paradigm, and people are programmed through the ego. And if you have a wounded ego, let's say you've had a lot of abandonment issues, or you've had molestation issues, or you've had abuse issues, or whatever these issues are, those are all coming up. And it's through those issues and through these separation games and all these other programs that are happening that these archons can hook you and utilize your energies, and they're parasitic, and they feed off of pain and suffering and separation. They try to create as much chaos and trauma as they can, even mental and emotional trauma. So that's how they operate, and that's why the world is in the condition it is right now. But this network is just being shredded by these energies coming in, and that's why we're going to be going through all this chaos. And so we have a golden opportunity now to align with the new world and get into the soul and spirit drive and heal the wounds of the past and the old programs, you know, or we can try to keep running those programs and take the downward spiral into total collapse. And that's where we're going unless we wake up and smell the coffee. So basically it's imperative right now that we do go within to our deepest core issues. We do release the past, heal the past, and get out of that ego drive and start doing some heartfelt prayer. And, you know, there's got to be a lot of forgiveness out there right now, because that's the only way out, is that we have to, you know, make our own personal God connection, creator, spirit, whatever you want to call it, and really connect in. There's quite a few things going on right now that are just totally off the wall. I mean, it's just getting so crazy out there. And the network is trying so hard with all these false flag operations and all these other things to create, you know, a police state and fear and all this other nonsense. And they're scrambling. You know, they're doing all they can to stay in power, but they're falling apart. And there's no way they can continue because of the energy coming in. So the few other things I want to talk about, and one is the Anunnaki return. And there's a lot of information about the Anunnaki that's very incorrect, and people don't understand it. But, you know, everybody calls them the fallen angels, the dark lords, this, the that, you know. But I'll tell you a little different story if you really want to hear it, and that is that I've connected with some of these beings, these Anunnaki beings that are coming in now, and it's like mama's home, you know. Mama's coming home, and she's not too happy with what her children have done with the planet. And, you know, a long time ago, they did come to the Earth, and they found a knuckle dragger or a Neanderthal man, and they jumped his genetics up, and it was a trade. And that being had an extreme uplink in genetics and was gifted the genetics and an opportunity to live a much, much wiser, you know, more powerful life. You know, due to this, and there was a trade going on. And the Anunnaki, they needed gold to keep their planet together, because their planet was dying, and so they needed the gold, you know, to replenish their atmosphere and for shielding. And so it was a win-win situation in the beginning, and after they got what they needed, they left, and they left a few of their own in charge to oversee this new civilization. And that's where the chaos happened, because the ones they left behind fell. You know, they fell in consciousness. They saw the daughters of man to be fair and took them as wives. And we know how that whole story went. And some of them went rogue and demanded to be worshipped, you know, over empowering others to make their own personal God connection and supporting their evolution in that direction. They decided they were to become self-serving and they became very arrogant and selfish and, you know, wrathful and warring and controlling and manipulating. And they had the technology to do that. And so that's where we got our image of God. Basically, the bearded gods were the Anunnaki. That's where we got our images from. And the wrathful god also came from the ones that went rogue, you know, some that fell and really screwed up. So anyway, some of these beings are returning, the enlightened ones, the original ones. And I tell you, they're the most beautiful, powerful, loving, blissful, wise beings I've ever experienced. And so that's my take on it. And we also have, because of that energy, because the plating energies that are coming in right now, the alignment with Alcyon and Galactic Plane and Sirius, We've got beings coming in from the Andromedas, again, the Pleiadians. There's the Orion Council of Light, the Arcturians, the Sirians, you know, the protectors of the Anunnaki, the Sirians, which are the lion beings, which can actually be 17 feet tall on the high, on the seventh dimensional levels. But these beings are all coming in right now to assist humanity in this grand awakening. So it's like the source itself and all of the legions are coming, and the people that resist this program are going to experience, you know, their resistance. And the reason they're resistant is because of ignorance and the old wounds and traumas of the past. And, you know, a lot of trauma, childhood trauma, you know, whatever it was, abandonment, as I was saying, trespasses, abuse, whatever. Those are hooks. And those hooks allow these Anunnaki beings to manipulate people. And because the energy is coming in so strong, these beings are doing everything they can to create as much chaos as possible. And they're jumping in between relationships. They're jumping in everywhere they can. And a lot of the light workers are under severe attack right now. So the good news is that we can now deal with this. And the way we deal with this is we call on the higher beings, the benevolent beings that are coming in. And some of the highest beings in the Archon Network are very nasty beings. There's some serpent beings in there. And the only way you can get rid of these beings is by calling on some of these seventh dimensional feline beings to get rid of them once and for all. And that's been working really well. So anyway, that's my experience, and it's been a lot of experience of a lot of other people that I'm involved with that are all having similar experiences. And so we're doing all we can to share this information to help people, you know, get through these times. Because these energies that are coming in are bringing out the worst in people and the best in people. And some people are flat out being taken over, you know, unfortunately. And they're doing things ordinarily they wouldn't do. And, you know, all you can do is sometimes when that happens is create some space, create some distance, and continue to do clearings and healings for them, you know, continue to pray and send them love and forgive this experience. You know, that's all you can do. But you have to make some space, you know, and sometimes you might need to call in these other higher beings to get rid of the interference. But, you know, all being said, there's a reason why these negative spirits jumped into that person, and that's because they had a door, they had a hook, they had openings, and they made some choices that were not in their highest and best good, that were more aligned with the ego and its wounded aspects versus the soul and spirit. So when they make those choices, the only thing you can do is continue to clear from a distance and then let them have their train wreck. You know, let them go and experience firsthand, you know, what's happening, and let them see it very clearly for themselves, because you can't do it for them. And hopefully after the train wreck, you know, they can figure things out and come back around. But, you know, you have to master loving detachment in these situations. That's all you can do. But, you know, get on with your own awakening and healing. And that's what I've done. I've had some of these experiences myself. And basically all I could do is it just pushed me deeper into spirit, deeper into my own healing process. I went deeper into ancient wounds and traumas and found those and cleared those out and removed the hooks. And so it was a bonus round in the end, because I ended up clearing myself and going higher, becoming more powerful and more connected and more service oriented, realizing that, you know, the only real power is love, and love serves. So getting back into that focus is imperative right now in the days to come. And again, mastering loving detachment. And if somebody's trying to take you down that dark road, just say, have a nice trip and get on with your light road. That's basically all you can do. There's a few things. No, I'm going to take calls tonight, but there's a few other things I want to clear up too. And some of the symptoms of this process that we're undergoing, this 5D merge, where the fifth dimensional energies are pressing hard on the third and bringing us through the fourth, and some people are going to end up in the fifth dimensional realms. And this process, what's happened is there's an earth within an earth within an earth. There are many worlds. There's many earths, not just one, and different timelines as well. And they're in different phases. They're different frequencies. And we are phasing into another earth, an earth that is of a much higher frequency. So the old earth is actually phasing out, and there's a new earth phasing in. And we're in that process. And some people are really dragging behind, and they're still operating from their wounded egos, and they are having really hard lessons and just getting slammed over the head, you know, because they've got to clear this stuff and release this stuff, and their worlds are just going to hell, basically. And, you know, they're on the downward spiral, and other people are on the upward spiral, and they're getting incredible states of love and joy and bliss and releasing the past and healing and moving forward. And again, it's all a matter of choice, you know, and it's a matter of operating in alignment with universal law. So when you make choices outside of universal law, and, you know, you end up, you know, doing things that may not be honest or of high integrity, or, you know, you're disloyal, or you do harm to others, or any of this, whether it be physical, mental, or emotional, or, you know, your word is not good anymore. And you know, you just, if you're running on a wounded eagle and creating trauma with others, you're going to have trauma back. That's just the way the universe works. And it depends on the being that you're, you know, that a lot of times people will do something, and it'll be, you know, maybe a negative experience towards a very high frequency or high energy being, and then those things come back fast. They come back really fast. The lessons come back real quick. And so, you know, basically all you can do is keep going for the light, raising your own frequencies, and release the past, and allow, you know, again, allow others to have their experiences, whatever that may be. We can't interfere in universal law. We can't interfere in karma. We can't interfere in, you know, unless people come to you and, you know, want to clean up their mess, want to heal, want to release the past and go forward, then you can help them, because that's free will. But you can't trespass on free will, but you can remove the entities that have been trespassing and that are creating the chaos. So that is something you can do and stay within universal law. Now, some of the symptoms of this 5D merge is there's a lot of people that are getting dizzy, and they're finding they're kind of leaning to one side, you know, might maybe falling to the left or the right, and they don't know what's going on. A lot of people are having heart palpitations. They're getting excessively tired. And just can hardly keep their eyes open at times, and that's a good time to actually lay down and allow this process to run its course. There's a lot of people that are having, you know, just a lot of craziness in their life, a lot of change, and that change is happening on every level. It's happening, you know, socially and relationships and economics and every level. Earth changes as well. We're having some crazy earth changes out there. We're having droughts. I mean, we kind of skipped spring here. We're in summer. I mean, it's full-blown summer here, and we're out working in the gardens with our shirts off and barefoot and, you know, no problem. And right now, it is. I'm sitting up in my tower sweating. You know, it's, you know, I need to open some windows and turn a fan on, but I don't want to mess up the show. But that's just totally not normal for this time of year. That's pretty crazy weather, so... we are having some drastic changes. There's a lot of flooding, a lot of droughts. You know, California's having some severe fires. A lot of volcanoes popping off right now. Just, I think, 5 volcanoes just went off in a row. So it's getting crazy. And I just heard back from my brother and niece who were in Mexico, and my niece was with some friends, and they saw this thing come down really fast. It landed in one of the lakes there, and there was a tremendous, like, bubble of light just exploded, and this giant pink bubble came up out of the lake and ascended, you know, and it was some kind of a higher dimensional experience. You know, they can't wrap their head around it. They've never seen anything out like it, and the whole lake was just bubbling like crazy after the event. But I don't know what would create a huge pink bubble other than, you know, that divine feminine energy or something like that, a giant orb or an ultra-dimensional. But we've had a lot of experiences like that. I've been meeting some awesome people and just hearing some incredible stories about some of the enlightenment things happening and beings appearing to them and things of that nature. And I'm also – my phone is ringing off the hook with people going through crisis and with family and friends and relationships and things like that. So it's a real mixed bag. But one thing I can say is that change is happening. It's happening at a very rapid rate. And if these energies increase as they are, exponentially, you know, we're going to see some really severe changes on the planet as the old paradigm goes out and the new paradigm starts coming in. So we're going to see a total regime change, I think, here pretty quick on the even in America. And we're going to see a lot of economic craziness and some other things as the old system goes down, and a lot of earth changes as well. So little heads up on that, especially if you're on the coast. I was talking earlier about I was looking at some of the other things. People are having headaches and they're just, a lot of these headaches are coming from alignments, you know, like misalignments with the new energy coming in or resistance to the new energy. And a lot of people are getting headaches because they're being messed with by some of the tall grays or reptilian energies because they don't align with your consciousness. So, you know, we've got to break these connections and shield up right now and focus on love and joy and bliss and activate those God genes within you and make your own personal connection with, again, God, Creator, or Spirit. I mean, that's the only way out. And if you're doing ego drive, good luck, because if you're not on soul drive and you're not fulfilling your agreements and arrangements you made in spirit to come in with, you're going to have a rocky road. And you know, followed by some however many train wrecks you need to get back in touch with soul and spirit. That's basically the game. You know, that's, we signed up for it. We came in for it, and there's no getting around it. You know, we're going to have to connect with the frequencies, the new frequencies. So anyway, there are people that are running around totally divorced from soul and spirit. They're running on 100% ego and very wounded egos, and it's just not working out for them. But all you can do is just bless them and, you know, bring people into your life that are on the same frequencies. And I must say, I'm very grateful for that, because lately we've been meeting all kinds of wonderful people up here at the ranch, and some really high energies and high frequencies, and just wonderful people, you know, very compassionate, loving, caring people that are very serious about, you know, making their own personal connection with spirit and aligning with the new world. So again, that new world that we're aligning with, as I said, as we get closer, we're in galactic plane right now. We're moving through it. As these energies continue to increase, we are going to be coming more in contact with this new world. As I said, there's worlds within worlds. It's like a pearl, a string of pearls. And so basically that's what's happening. And we're moving up this pearl, and we're going to be phasing into this new world, and the old world is going to be phasing out. And that fits into physics. If you really want to study this, it's all about frequency. It's all about raising the frequencies and phasing up, you might say, which we do here in our practices. A lot of people, when they do the practices at the self-mastery classes, they actually phase up and they phase out of this world and actually disappear. And you can see right through them, you know, as they're phasing out. And we have quite a few photographs of that happening with several teachers that have come here. And I have some of myself and other people at the ranch. So, you know, it's that time, you know, it's that time to get with the program. And there's one last thing before we take calls. I know there's some people waiting. I'm not ignoring you. There's just one more thing I need to get out and get off my chest here. And it's about the Disclosure Project. And I'm not against the Disclosure Project. Everybody goes, why are you against the Disclosure Project? I'm not against the Disclosure Project. There is, I guess, a need to do that, you know, for to bring this information out and to the mainstream and get, you know, whatever they need to do. I guess whatever level people are working on, that's what they need to do. What I've been trying to explain is that you're in the matrix when you're still working with the government and you're asking an external authority to give you permission to believe in UFOs or tell you it's okay or UFOs exist, you're still in the matrix. You're in the external authority program. And there's an internal authority program, which when you connect with that, that's how you make contact. And so when you move forward in your ascension process and stop waiting for somebody outside of yourself to do everything for you and do your own research and do your own healing and do your own, you know, your own meditation time, and you put your intention out there with love and joy and bliss and tell them you want to know, you want to experience, teach you in your dreams, heal you, do whatever. When you put your time in, you're going to have your own contact, and you don't have to wait for some external source or authority to tell you what's going on. And so for those that need that, fine, that's great. But it's like a trap in a way, and it's holding you in the back burner, you know, waiting again. You know, you're waiting for something to happen in some unforeseen future when contact is happening right now. As I said before, we walked out and we saw almost 50 ships in 30 minutes. You know, we saw ships powering up, lighting up, turning, different colored ships, you know, doing all kinds of things. Undeniable. It's happening right now. And if we would go out and meditate at night and start watching the skies, and if you have some money, get yourself some night vision, you're going to have some amazing experiences, and it's going to be real for you. You know, just like tens of thousands, probably more than tens of thousands of people that have come to East SETI and had their own experience. And, you know, and we're talking triple PhD, Boeing engineers, Lockheed engineers, Skunk Works people, NASA people, you know, all these people have come forward, you know, even on Coast to Coast. They testified on Coast to Coast and said, these are not ours. We don't know whose these ships are, but they're not ours, and we know what we're looking at. So, you know, one has to wonder, with all of this evidence, with boxes of footage, with all these investigators that have come in here and filmed the ships, and the witness log is unbelievable. I mean, I could go on for hours talking about, you know, Brooks Agnew, William Henry. I can go on and on. Dolores Cannon, Mary Rodwell, Lisa Renee, Renato Lungato, Nick Bajic. I mean, I can go on forever talking about all these people that have been up to the ranch and have seen the ships. And Wendell Stevens, the late Wendell Stevens was here. You know, again, I can go on and on. Michael Salas, Robert Salas, you know, a lot of these people. Alfred Weber has been a great supporter. And that was one of my things, too, is I don't know why Alfred is not part of this disclosure project. He actually coined the word exopolitics. I said, come on. So, you know, the people that are really bringing out the truth and the high-level information, and they're saying this is more of a spiritual experience, this is a multidimensional experience, you know, let's rise to the occasion and reclaim our power, those people are not part of the disclosure project. And I think it's very – it's something we have to really watch out for, is when you pigeonhole this – or you put all your eggs in one basket and you have one messiah or one group waiting to tell you what's going on, that can be steered very easily. And it can be shifted into, oh, they're here, but they're here to eat us. You know, they're here to conquer us. The problem children that are here are already here. They've been here for a long time. The ones coming from the heavens are nothing to worry about. You know, they're here for another reason, which is to take care of these problem children. So, but we have to do our part in there as well. And the other thing I'm a little bit worried about is when people say that, you know, all ETs are good. They aren't. There are some ETs that aren't good, and they don't have your highest and best good. You know, and this Archon network that a lot of people are working with in ignorance don't even realize that they do have possessions or connections with some of these low-level ETs, and they need to wake up and smell the coffee. So I think it's very dangerous, and to tell people that everything is good and it's all just love and light and bliss and joy, because there's a flip side to things. And most of the ETs are off-worlders, whatever you want to call them, are benevolent, and they're ancient ancestors, and they're returning, and they're fulfilling the prophecies. And there are some that are here. They've been here for a long time, and they're the problem childs, and they're the regenerate ones that are part of this network, this matrix, and they're being taken out. So there's two things going on, but we need to cover the whole enchilada, the whole story. We can't just tell one part and gather everybody around that one part and become the messiah, because it just doesn't work that way. It's all about empowering the individual to make their own personal God, spirit, creator connection, have their own ET experience, reconnect with their own ancestors from within, know that in their souls that you have family in the stars who are returning. And that's what it's all about. It's not all about directing your energies or steering them in one direction or another. It's about steering it all within. So that's all I'm going to say about the disclosure project. I think, again, trying to to force an external authority, especially one that's been lying to you for over 60 years, to tell us the truth and not twist and bend it, is a little insane. And I also think the external program needs to give way to the internal program, and we need to start bringing forward the information about the benevolent ones, the ones that are here to help us, to assist and align with that energy. And that's more important than anything right now, because we're going to need all the help we can get to get through the changes that are coming. So basically, that's all I want to say. I hope we're cleared up on disclosure, what I feel about that. And, you know, kudos to the people that are coming forward and talking about their experience. It's great, but hey, let's take it to the next level. You know, it's time to move on and go inward and, you know, and empower ourselves to come to our own conclusions. And that being said, I'm going to open up the line to call-ins. I mean, we've got about 25 minutes left here, so I think we've got William on line two. I hope he's still on. William, are you with us? Yeah, I hear something in the background, but I think he's probably ran for a cup of coffee or something. Maybe we can Yeah. Let's see if we've got any more callers. I want to go ahead and give you the number. People want to call in and start asking questions about this on how to get through these changes and shift, because there's a lot of good advice out there coming in. It's very important that we start kind of changing our diet and eating lighter to adjust to these new energies. It's good to do whatever cleansing you can to cleanse your livers and kidneys and all these other things out there, and get rid of the heavy metals out of your system that are being dumped on us with these chemtrails and these other nonsense. You know, start reading your packages. Get away from the GMO foods and the heavily processed foods, and get as close to the earth as you can. You know, with your, you know, food should be your medicine in these, and start learning about food, because you can't hear yourself with just food. Also, too, here's a little heads up. I did a conference once with about 1,200 people in the conference, and they asked me to light to do a meditation. And I didn't know what I was going to do, and I just let it flow and kind of channeled it, basically, and let the meditation come through me. And we took these people back, and we said, okay, take a deep breath, you know, and on the inhale, you know, you want to breathe in just love and peace and joy. On the exhale, just release your wife, your lover, your friends, your family, the drive up here, any chaos, any troubles, let go of your business on the exhale, and then bring in the love and the joy and the peace, and then exhale the negative, you know. And then after a few of those, I said, now go back to a time when you were totally loving and joyous and blissful. Like, go back to a childhood memory where you were just happy, you know, you were doing what really brought you joy, and you're with, you know, you could have been with your family, or could have just been out in nature or something. Just find that space. You know, I hate to be – find that happy space, whatever you want to call it, you know, within a place, you know, in your childhood where you're just really happy, and just go within it and live it and feel that energy again and remember who you are, you know, your true nature. We went through this meditation, and it was actually to generate orbs, to bring orbs in. And I don't know why I went off on that direction, because that's where they wanted me to go. But, you know, after the meditation, all these people came up to me and they said, you know what? I had all this back pain. I had this other stomach pain. I had neck pain. I had all these problems, and they just went away. They go, I don't know how that happened or what happened, you know. And I told them, I said, I think they kind of phased out, because, you know, whatever you put your attention on, you're going to hold. You know, you're going to create, and you're going to hold in your space. And when you took your attention off it and you relaxed and you gave yourself a chance, you know, to hook into that blissful you, you know, make your own personal connection with spirit and that innocent child within, or whatever you want to call it, that gave you the opportunity for you to let go, for your fields to release and let go of that situation, whatever that is. And so all these spontaneous healings happened. And I didn't even know what I was doing. I was just following spirit up there on the platform. But I found out if we can start doing that, if we can get out in nature and start breathing, focus on your breath and breathe in. You know, you are a loving, joyous, powerful, manifesting goddess, God within. That's what you are. And, you know, we have to really think about that. Joy is our natural state. And so why do we give it up? And it is within. And we're always looking without for love, acceptance, approval, joy. You know, we're looking for cars to make us happy, houses to make us happy, mates to make us happy. We're looking for all these things, you know, to find joy and happiness and acceptance and approval. And it's all external. And that's the matrix. The matrix has programmed most of humanity to go external. And you know, you're seeking everything versus being everything and becoming one with it. You know, be joy, be love, be bliss, be the mate you want to attract into your life. You know, be it. Don't have some external source, you know, that you think is going to bring you happiness, because that always crashes. They come and go. And it's so important to find that space where you're just in your bliss and you're feeling at peace and you're letting go of all the craziness, you know, in the world and the matrix. You're stepping out of the matrix when you do this, and the matrix collapses when you do this because you're holding it up. You're part of it. It's a matrix of consciousness. So it's very important to find that time out in nature. Somebody, I was going out to the garden. We're putting in a huge garden, and somebody asked me today, "What are you doing?" And I said, "I'm going out to the garden and work on the garden." He goes, "Oh, what are you going out there for?" And I go, "Well, the plants don't argue with me, you know." I said, "The plants don't judge me. They just grow, you know, I said, I weed the garden, weed my mind, you know, and it's my time, you know, in nature to let go of the past and release the past and get back in touch with who I am and what, and where I really want to go and what I want to experience in my life. So it's very important to do that, is to get out of nature, find ways of processing the past, process oriented therapies, find people that or really know what they're doing. Forget about the drugs and the psychiatrists that are going to drug you and turn you into a nice little consuming robot zombie, because that's what that program's all about. You don't want to become a Stepford wife or a Zobot, you know. You don't want to become the Barbie, you know, the program. You want to actually go within and you know, forget about the outer appearances. Start working on your inner appearances, because if you polish your soul as much as you polish your face, you'd go into enlightenment, you know, or you worry about your outer appearance, your clothes, your car and everything else. You know, take that time to go within and you're going to wake up and figure things out. And that's where the real joy comes from, the real love. But I don't know if we've got William on. Let's see if we can get William back on again. Oh, yeah, we got William back online too, looks like. So, William, let's see if we can bring William back on. William, are you with us? It doesn't look like William's with us. Looks like William went for another cup of coffee. Okay, so I guess William's not there. If anybody wants to call in, I'm going to go ahead and give you this number. Call in. It's 888-627-6008. And again, that's 888-627-6008. And again, I want to tell people that, you know, if you're feeling these symptoms where you're getting heart palpitations and dizziness and a lot of things are coming up and a lot of frustrations and angers and things like that, just realize it's a process. And it's the ego dying, you know, the alter ego, the wounded ego is losing control and it's dying. Let it die. You know, allow the soul and spirit to come forward and get back in touch with who you really are and why you came here. Because you didn't come here to be part of this matrix. You came here to do something else, and it's time to get in touch with that. And you know, let the matrix go where it needs to go, because it's this old matrix, this old paradigm is collapsing. We just need to let it go and start creating a new one. And so I don't know. I keep getting on my data here that we do have William back online too, but it doesn't look like we've got anybody. So if anybody wants to be calling in right now, we've got some open lines. And if you want to share your experiences or what's going on, it's 888-627-6008. And also, too, we've had fleets flying over the ranch here you know, with motherships, and about five or six ships flying around the motherships and zipping all over the place, not just straight lines, but, you know, moving around the motherships. So something big is coming down. You know, something big is unfolding. And my understanding is that it's not just galactic plane. It's not just the alignment with Alcyon and Sirius. It's not just the you know, the solar flares and the new energies and the new energies we're moving into, the gamma ray bursts and everything else, there's a lot more to it. There's beings that are actually higher dimensional beings that are actually working with these energies and assisting us to get through this process. And again, that's filling the prophecies. So the prophecies are coming down, and it's time to get with them. It looks like we've got Jim online too. So let's see if we can bring Jim on. Jim, are you with us?
Yes, greetings, James.
Hey, welcome to the show.
Wanted to talk about. Thank you. The reason I'm calling, I've been listening to the program. You were talking about bringing in the seventh dimensional beings, the feline beings.
Yes.
To take care of the Archon network types, the serpent beings. I usually this group is new to me. I wasn't aware of them until you spoke about them over the last few weeks. I usually call upon the angels, the angelic kingdom, for protection. And I was wondering if that would be just as effective.
Well, you know, I've had several experiences with these beings where they've actually jumped into people closest to me, and their auras went dark, and you know, it wasn't pretty, and some pretty cruel things happened after that I had to deal with. But, you know, I called on Jesus and Mary and Babaji and the angels and the archangels and everybody, and, you know, what they did is it protected me, but it did not get rid of these beings, and it usually works on all other beings, but there's one group that they're these serpent beings that are coming in that I haven't, you know, I've seen them just a couple times in my life, and I've had battles with them. And they're very, I don't want to give them a lot of power, but they seem to be very powerful in the dark arts. And they know every little hook. They know they can play people like a fiddle. And they know how to take you out mentally, emotionally, and even physically. But what I found out recently is although I could bring forward protection, I couldn't get them off the other person. And that other person allowed them in because of some past, you know, some wound or trauma from the past or some choice or action that they did. But at the same time, these beings are very trespassing, and they're very good at what they do, and they're very hard to get rid of. And until I started doing some studies on them and found out, you know, they call them Narsringa, or I think it's Narissa and Mahat. In the ancient past, they used to bring in these feline beings. They're seventh dimensional feline beings. And they have posters of them sitting with Lakshmi and other masters. Is that these are the beings that actually could come in and just take care of business and take these beings out and dispose of them however they do that. And I actually watched them do it with some tall grays and some other beings. I actually watched the process, and it wasn't. It was pretty powerful. I mean, it was just a huge energy blast came through and hit these beings, and it just, you know, it pretty much crumbled them up into whatever, you know, a ball of nothing. So that's my experience. You know, if somebody has some other experiences, I'm glad to hear it. But I mean, I was calling on Archangel Michael, Gabriel, you know, all the beautiful many. To help these people out, to help clear them. And there, a lot of them are people I love very deeply and cared a lot about, close friends. But it just, I couldn't get rid of them until I started working with these seventh dimensional feline beings. And I work with a fifth dimensional feline being, and she told me go to the seventh to deal with these. She goes, you need to bring these other guys in.
Okay, so what did you do? How did you bring them in?
Well, basically, they started appearing to me, and I found out who they are, and I kind of created an alliance with them. And so whenever I get into trouble or have experiences, because I do a lot of counseling and healing work with people, and these entities pop in, and it seems like when they come in, it's usually people in ignorance, you know, opening up with drugs or misusing drugs or, you know, meth or things like that allows these entities to come in. And or just extreme trauma, childhood trauma opens the door for these beings. But what I would do is I would meditate and I would run everything through my own, you know, Christ self or hook in with Jesus and Babaji and the Masters and Mary. And then I would invite these feline beings to come in and take care of business. And there's a process a prayer that I use that's, it's in the books, both Reunion with Source and Becoming Gods, that it's a prayer you use after you connect with these beings, and it takes care of business and it just clears the energy out. And you do use love as the ultimate power in the universe, and you use love and you tell them, you welcome them, love and light, and you tell them they're healed and forgiven, lifted and enlightened, and they're filled and surrounded in the Christ light and the Christ love, and then you call in these beings to take them to their perfect place and escort them out. And then you ask that all wounds and traumas and wrong conclusions from past experience be dissolved, lifted, healed, psychic bonds severed, and then have everybody's aura closed to all but their own Christ or I Am selves or their higher selves or Buddha self, depending on what culture you are. But that seems to work really well, especially when you add the seventh dimensional lion beings to the mix. It clears them right out.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Okay. And this was in, you said this was in your book, Reunion with Source.
Yeah, it's in the book, Reunion with Source and Becoming Gods. And if people want to email us, we can find a file and just shoot that to them. It's real important that this information get out right now because, you know, with these new energies coming in, the Earth is kind of under siege and it's getting really chaotic out there. And these entities are just jumping into whoever they can. And a lot of light workers are really taking hits from these beings. So it's important for this to get out. But anyway, thanks for calling in. I'm going to see if I can get to some of these other callers. And I'm glad you called in and gave us some input.
Yeah, same here. Okay. Keep up the good work, James.
Oh, thank you.
Bye.
I think we've got Gene on line one. Let's see if we can bring Gene in.
Yeah, I'm here. How you doing, James? Got a question for you.
Sure.
Got a question for you regarding the global coastal event narrative that Philip High's been talking about, wondering if you're getting any type of specificity on dates. Some of us who live here in Southern California right on the ocean would like to know if you're getting any type of info when to get out of town.
Fortunately, I haven't. I know that things are building and the Earth is overheating and she's under severe pressure right now. And that has to bust loose, and there's over 5 volcanoes going off right now, and quakes are starting up. So we are moving towards that event. But, you know, right now, I just don't know. Everything's in flux, and I don't know how much intervention we're going to get on that. But it's definitely a potential. I haven't gotten any dates on it. But a lot of people who are visionaries are seeing it, and I'm not seeing it as clear as I used to see it. So and I asked them about that, and they just said it's in flux right now. And I just don't know how much intervention we're getting. But I think if you just go down the coast and meditate and talk to the sea and talk to nature and say, well, should I stay here? Is this my highest and best good to stay here? And if you can do that with loving detachment, you know, without being attached to the outcome, you'll get an answer.
Sounds good. Thanks for your time.
Yeah, sign up for the newsletter. If I do get something, I'll put it out over the newsletter.
Sounds good. Thanks.
All right. Thanks a lot. Thanks for calling. Looks like we've got Diane on line 4. Diane, are you with us?
Yes, I am, James.
Welcome to the show.
The great show tonight. Basically, the gentleman that just called before me, I had the same questions on the remote viewers, Courtney Brown and Cliff High, and they're all, seems like it's all synchronizing between those groups, Ed Ames. And I was just wondering, you already answered that question, so I guess I don't have anything else to say, but it's pretty curious. There's been an awful lot out there
If everybody's asking that question, there may be something on the horizon because you're probably feeling it. So, you know, I'll have to look into that. Maybe I'll put something out. I'll put out the information on the newsletter. But whenever we put dates and times on things, that could change, you know, because it's, the future's in flux. And there's a lot of intervention.
Well, there's not really, it's supposed to, something is supposed to take effect between now and June 1st. Okay.
Well, you know, that's what I've been getting too. I've been getting that same thing between now and July. Things are going to really get crazy. And they are socially and economically and with all the false flags and all the economic nonsense going on. But I think the physical stuff follows
Something's coming in from possibly a comet or something such as that is what many of the remote viewers are seeing.
Yeah, I tell you, I know a lot of people that are having these visions, and they're seeing, scatter shots of comets, and they're seeing cities going down in huge waves, and there's quite a few people I know that are not in that genre of spirituality or making predictions or anything. They don't want to have anything to do with it, but they're having these visions and dreams. So again, a big mothership could come in and knock that thing off course and change the whole outcome. Or there could be a lot of things, but some things need to happen because the Earth can't stand the assault that she's undergoing. So there are some changes that are going to have to happen because as a civilization, we just aren't moving forward and rising up to the occasion like we should. But I think we will eventually.
I agree with that. Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay, well, I guess time will tell. Thanks
All right.
for a great
hey,
show,
well,
James.
Okay, thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
I think we've got Tom on line 3. Let's see if we can bring Tom in.
Hi, James. This is Tom from Yelm.
Hey.
Can you hear me okay?
I can, yeah. Welcome to the show.
Okay, terrific. James, I have a question and maybe a comment. I hear you talking about the Archons a lot. And I've read a lot of Zechariah Sitchin's books. He talks about mm-hmm. the Anunnaki. Are these the same group, or are they related? And then the second thing I have to maybe ask you about is that there seems to be a lot of Anunnaki worship still out there, not just of Jehovah, but
yeah.
In the New Age, a lot of people go into Machu Picchu and the pyramids and so on, and regarding them as sacred sites. And it's my understanding that they're really Anunnaki installations from years back. So I'd appreciate you commenting on those things. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, all right. There's my understanding of the Anunnaki is that the original Anunnaki that came here were very, very spiritual, very advanced beings. And then, as I said before, they fell and they created some of these sites. They created these massive stone temples and things of that nature. But that group fell. And so the original Anunnaki that are returning right now are very benevolent, very loving, and extremely powerful beings. And there are remnants of their seed and their dynasties that are here now on Earth that fell, that took an extreme wrong course in evolution, and that's what we're dealing with right now. And the Archons are not the Anunnaki. Basically, it's a whole separate group. The Archons are a group of regenerate ETs, like tall grays and reptilians and some demonic energies, and people just call them the djinn and things of that nature. And it's a different story. It's a different group. So they're not related. Although beings that are in places of leadership or very high places are actually controlled and usually manipulated by these archons. So there might be a lineage thing that's going on that they've tried to, maintain power over the people versus empowering the people and serving the people. Because of that consciousness, they are being manipulated by the archons. And I hope that answers your question.
Thank you, and that just leads me to another one. How about Atlantis? Who were the folks that originally settled Atlantis? Were they these benevolent Anunnaki that you speak of, or some other group? Or do you have any
That was another colonization program that came in from the Pleiades, and they created two places. One was Atlantis, and the other one was Lemuria or Mu, and what happened is one group worshiped the unseen god, the Lemurian and Mu. They worship the unseen god, and they're very family, nature-oriented, and very spiritual. They did have technology, but not to the degree that the Atlanteans had. And the Atlanteans were split in culture, and some of the Atlanteans were very spiritual, very technologically advanced and spiritually advanced, and another part of them went into service to self, and started using their technology to control and manipulate the masses and have power over the masses. And they crashed. And we're under that same program right now. We have people that want to serve those less fortunate, the law of one, and they see the creator in all creation, and they're very loving, service-oriented people. And we have other people that are very self-serving and very they just lust for power and wealth at any expense and don't care anything about humanity and the nature. And unfortunately, those are the ones in charge on the planet right now. I call them the powers that were, and they're folding in on themselves. So it was two colonies that were doing great for thousands of years, and then one side kind of lost control of their spirituality and went in a wrong direction and created havoc after that.
Okay, thank you. And I know you're having the conference at the end of June. Do you also plan the self-mastery courses or any other events, or can you advertise that on the radio?
You know what? If you send an email to esetireservations at gmail.com, esetireservations@gmail.com, they can give you a list of all the events of where I'm speaking and the engagements and things of that nature. We don't really advertise any of that because it's a private venue right now.
Thank you.
All right. Well, thanks for calling. I'm going to see if I can get to some of these other calls here. I think we've got – it looks like Don on line five. Let's see if we can bring Don on. Don, are you with us?
Hello?
Hey, welcome hello? To the show.
Hey, my name
We're
is John. How's it going?
Oh, John. Okay. For some reason it says Don on here, but I guess
that's
Don. Yeah,
anyway – So I remember, I don't know, you were in Mexico in Sayulita, and
yes.
You had this kid at the restaurant in the morning, breakfast, with that surfboard wrapped in cardboard. Remember me?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, how's it going? I was just about to, write, I don't have you on my friend list in Facebook, but I was going to send you a message, and it was really weird because as I was going to send you that message 3 seconds later, literally 3 minutes earlier, you posted about this you posted about it earlier, but about this show, but I just saw it now, and I was like, whoa, I can ask him live instead of on the phone. Anyway, instead of on Facebook, so I was kind of like, whoa, you probably weren't going to reply anyway on the internet because you probably got so many people asking you questions, so this is pretty cool. Anyway, so how do I say this? The day after I met you, so I was, a little skeptical, but totally, believing what you're talking about, and I started watching these videos on YouTube, and I just saw this one, and it just reminded me of a dream that I thought was a dream for so long, but then I realized it was because I remember all my dreams, right? And and it just reminded me of this time when I was a little boy, around 5, 6, 7 or something, and I just remember clearly huge ass saucer, a big one. It was real low and with all those lights and stuff. But then, I just wouldn't tell anyone because that's just, crazy. You don't tell your friends that you saw a saucer, man. You're going to be the freaking laughing stock of the school. So I just, for a few years, I still believed in it, but I, didn't say anything about it. And then at one point, I just told myself, all right, you know what? It's not real, man. That was a dream for sure. So till basically this year, I believed it was a dream for, years, man. And then I met you, and then saw this video, and then it just clicked in. I saw this shit, and I was like, holy crap. I guess I did see what I saw. It's kind of messed up. But
no accidents. There's always synchronicity, And I've heard so many stories like this. All of my nephews have stories like this, and they had, visions and experiences as kids. And one of my nephews told me at a very young age, he said, why does everybody call them flying saucers? He said, some are triangular, And he started giving real explicit directions of our descriptions of these ships. Odds are there's a lot more to that story.
It was low and it even had a humming. I remember because it was so low, I just felt that humming. It was weird, man. But anyways, my question is, on the YouTube and stuff, there's videos, but man, it's like half of them, there's some of them, there's too many different postings of different videos of different they're posted by different people who've had accounts for a while, not just like sketchy brand new accounts posting the same video. It's really like legit. And but then there's like other videos that are just so questionable, which leads
me to wonder why is everything so damn blurry all the time.
I'm like, this confuses the hell out of me.
Yeah, main thing to do is just go with your own experience and ask. You know, before when you go to bed at night, do a meditation or a prayer and just say, I want to know, you know, what's my part in this? What's my connection? And what else do I need to know about this? And you'll be surprised. You'll start having experiences. I've got about 10 other people here I'm going to try to squeeze in, so I'll probably have to let you go. But, hey, good talking
That's
to you,
cool,
and
man.
Thanks for calling in.
For sure, man. You take care. I might see you out on the ranch one day.
Okay, sounds great. All right, we're gonna. The go-ahead to go a little longer. So usually we close out here at 9 o'clock, but we've got so many callers. I'm gonna see if we can get you all in. So make it kind of short and concise if you can. It'll be great. So we've got Helen on line two. So Helen, are you with us?
Yes. Hi.
Welcome
hi there,
to the show.
James, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Oh, great. I just wanted to share with you, I'm going to come up and see you soon. And I had the desire to do that last year, and I released it because of a lot of circumstances let me think, it's not going to happen this year. And I just released it. And then this year I met Cheryl, who invited me to accompany her and Bill. And we've become good friends, and I'm going to be able to come up, and I'm so excited to come see the ships and to be with the people who are all there witnessing together. I'm so excited.
That's great. Yeah, well, I can't wait till you come up, because it is a life-changing experience, and you know, when people are sharing in that experience, it kind of supports each other, you know, in opening up to this greater reality.
It's almost, well, I have so many synchronicities in my life that it doesn't surprise me anymore, but it's always brings a smile. And this was one to be able to come and see everything there. And I did want to share with you, too, I'm 65, done a lot of spiritual work, you know, in my time. And not that doesn't necessarily mean anything, but I have been applying myself to the best of my ability, and boy, this last week or so, when you were describing, I've been noticing myself and others really becoming discombobulated, and I had huge headaches this last week, huge. And I had and I'm not one that usually seeks out medical help, but I had a chest pain that was quite pronounced. And so I was in the ER day before yesterday, and all the blood work was fine. Everything was fine. And it was just, I can just feel the stretching and straining, almost like childbirth. It's like all these bursts It is very much like childbirth. It's like I'll have these bursts of realization or openness, absolute openness, and then I clamp down and I don't know a damn thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, it's like, something has to die for something to be born, and so the ego is going through a death, and so your spirit can come forward, the soul and spirit, but... hey, I can't wait to see you when you come up. I've got to get to these other calls. And so thanks for sharing.
Thank you so much, James.
We'll see you soon.
Bye-bye.
All right, take care. Okay, we've got, I believe it's Loisis. I hope I'm saying that right on line one.
Hello?
Hello. Hey, welcome to the show.
Can you hear me?
I can.
Okay, great. Let me just pull over real quick. I was driving. Thank you for taking my call, James. I just saw one of your recent little newsy things about ascension symptoms and, you know, this blurry thing out the corner of your eyes and walking and saying, oh, my God, where am I? I mean, those have been happening to me for a long time. but the you know, those little energy squiggles, like, sometimes almost completely take over my field of vision. I mean, mm-hmm. I was thinking, like, is that normal?
Mm-hmm. It kind of is. I was doing a show, and right in the middle of the show, the whole room turned into this liquid light, and it was like I was underwater, but not underwater. And it was totally surrounded, and I was going, oh my God, what's going on here? And I even talked about it over the show, and I said, I hope we can stay on the air with this energy, because I don't know, I haven't seen this before. And I said, it almost looks like I'm in a whole nother dimension and getting ready to phase out here. But luckily, you know, held it together to get through the show. But it was quite an experience, and I didn't fear it. I just wanted to finish the show. You know, it was quite amazing.
Well, thank you for posting those kind of ascension symptoms, and keep us updated on the coastal event. I live on Kauai, and you know, some of us over here are a little concerned. We think we're special and that we'll be okay, but you know, you just never know. So I've had many tsunami dreams myself.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Yeah, you might want to have an alternative.
You, and
find a high ground alternative, just in case.
All righty. Anyway,
hey, well, thanks for calling. Send me an email, and I'll probably give you some more information or sign for the newsletter. We'll try to look into that and see what kind of information we can get.
All right, cool. Thanks, James.
All right. Take care. All right. I think we've got Danielle on line 4. Danielle, are you with us?
Yes, I am. Thanks for taking my call.
Oh, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I have a question. Do you know who Christine Day is?
I've heard the name, but not really. You can refresh my memory.
Okay. She's been working with the Palladians for 20-some-odd years. She's a Palladian ambassador.
Uh-huh.
And I have been working with her. And having good experiences, I just wondered if you knew of her and her work and what your take was of her. The energies have been so intense lately that I just find myself not wanting to be deceived, just wondering.
Yeah.
You know,
I don't know. I probably have even talked to her. Who knows? With these new energies coming in, my left brain is shot. And so... So it's kind of funny because I know some brilliant scientists too that are totally tapped in, and they can't remember my name, and I work with them for 7 years. So it's like it's just the way the energies are going. But if I see a face or if I look at their work, if you have a website or something like that, I'll go check it out.
Yeah. Okay. She's Australian for one thing,
mm-hmm.
and she's an older lady. She's got white hair, short. And she's got a beautiful energy.
Yeah.
I think her website's called Brilliance of Light or something like that.
I think I do know who she is. I'm not sure, though, but, you know, I'll look into her work. I'll see if I can find out more about her,
okay. Maybe
even get her on the show.
Oh, that'd be cool. Yeah, that would be great. I have another quick question, real quick.
Sure.
I have been meditating. When I go in, I see reptilian eyes. And I know how to shift that, but what do I do to keep that from engaging when I go within? I mean, do you have any tips on that?
Yeah. Well, some people think they're seeing reptilian eyes, and they're actually seeing the feline eyes. You know, the eyes will be yellow, and they look different. So I would actually call in the higher beings first. And then mm-hmm. call in these feline beings and have them remove any controlling, manipulating energies. And just say,
excellent.
You know, I break all contracts, all connections with these beings, and have the felines come in and remove them. And it works. It's amazing how fast it works.
Oh, I will definitely do that. I appreciate that. Well,
yeah, I know Baba G is really good at it, too. Baba G, I've watched Baba G just reach inside of people's chests, you know, on a spiritual level and pull these things out. And so, you know, he's very good at it as well. But I'd invoke them all.
All right. Well, thank you very much. Thanks for all you do.
All right. Thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
I think we've got Trish as our on line three. Let's see if we can bring Trish on. Trish, are you with us?
Hi, James.
Welcome to the show.
Yeah, I'm here. Hi, thanks. Hey, I just talked to you on Skype about a week ago, and I just wanted to relate to you. How are you? How's the ranch going for this weekend
good.
Event?
Yeah, we're doing great.
It sounded great like day. It was going to be a good one, and I almost made it out there because right after I talked to you, some money was dropped on my lap for traveling, so I'm hoping to come out soon.
Great.
But the seven, you were interested in getting some powerful women presence out to the ranch, and I wanted to relate to you, and maybe we can talk on Skype again, the Seven Sisters. Have you ever heard of them?
I have, yeah.
They're a musical group?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, have you heard them before?
Yeah, actually, I watched them on a YouTube that you sent me. They sounded really interesting.
Yeah, and it's you really don't get a whole lot from the YouTube, so it's really
yeah. I felt it was one of those things you need to be there and be in the energy.
Absolutely, yeah. The recording wasn't that great either, but I also wanted to let you know I was trying to get through to the ranch, and you guys were having phone problems. So I wanted to let you know I'm here for you. If you if we can do a volunteer exchange as far as support as an Ayurvedic lifestylist for treatments for everybody there, complimentary for all of you guys that are speaking and that sort of thing. And also, I want to say
we could really use it, especially with the workload, you know, fixing the fences and getting the gardens in and everything else. My back is like really talking right now, so
we could definitely. I do a lot of gardening.
We're into trades, and we can use all the help we can get.
Okay, so maybe we can set up something. Soon, so I'll try to contact you. But I want to let you know, too, one other thing, the feline presence on Facebook is phenomenal. So I send a lot of that stuff and pass it along because it's just incredibly good vibes and stuff that they're having of videos of cats and things and stuff. So
I know, it's great. It's great.
There.
It's all over the place now. So and the reason why it's all over the place right now is because they're here. You know, they're here to help out, and people are realizing it and connecting with them and starting to have some amazing experiences.
And if you need to, you know, get off the coast for a little while for any reason, there's plenty of room out here. I've got several spaces. In Arizona.
Alrighty. Hey, thanks for calling.
All right, I'll
talk to you later, and I'm going to see if I can get a couple more calls here before we go.
Okay, have a good night.
All right,
thanks.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
It looks like we've got Patricia from California on line five. Hello.
Hello.
Welcome to
Hello.
The show.
Oh, hi, James.
Yes.
Hi, how are you? Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, no problem. What
do
you have to share with us?
Well, actually, I believe almost all my questions have been answered already, so I think I called really late, and I'm sorry about that.
Oh, that's
all right. But I wanted to tell you that I was thinking about going to the ranch, and I'm really thrilled to know what is that I will experience. What is that people experience when they get there?
Yeah,
what
it depends
that,
on
I can expect. I mean, it's...
Yeah, it depends on when you come here. But one thing is that it's a vortex and the veils between worlds are very thin. And so whatever you're focused on or whatever you're into, if you're into the nature spirits, you're going to see them. You know, they're here all over the place. And if you're into the Ascended Masters, we have them actually appearing here and photographing them, and people are having amazing openings and experiences there with that. And the ultra-dimensionals, the benevolent ETs have a very strong presence here. And so because it is like a stargate, they even refer to it as a stargate, the higher dimensional beings. But there's so many different things that happen here, and it depends on when you come and what you sign up for, because we have, you know, like counselings and events and things like that. So it's a lot of it's up to you. But, I mean, it's here to have an amazing experience, you know, if you want to come and check it out.
I would love to. I really, it's been months that I'm just thinking about that. And I really, really want to go. It's just amazing. All the things that happen there, you know, I'm always on the Facebook checking your page and reading and listening to some videos that you put in there, and it's really incredible. It's like something taken out of a book of a movie. And it's,
yeah. Well, we are going to have some new movies coming out too. Yeah, we have some new. We had the Paranormal State came up, and it looks like we're going to have some other things happening out here real soon. Some other documentaries coming up. So. Say a little prayer for that. Hopefully it all works out and the ships do their usual thing and show up for the film.
Oh, that's great. And when they show up, what is that? What happens usually when they show up?
It's like, they just depends on.
Can you see them or it's just the pictures,
you see them with your naked
eye.
And they come in, they light up the sky and they power up and they send huge pulses of energy out and they'll make turns and just do all kinds of crazy things up there. And it's undeniable. These aren't meteors or satellites or anything of that nature. After you've observed them for a little while.
Well, that's amazing, James. Thank you so much for always giving such a wonderful information about that. I'm very excited to go there. And I wanted to congratulate you for your program and for all the the experience that you make us live through your website. It's amazing. Uh-huh. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you for being open to it, because it's very important, that to know that people are opening up to this and the awakening and healing process is well underway.
I'm definitely open, to that, and uh-huh. I really hope to go there, as soon as I'm able to.
Great. All right.
I have a knee problem
we'll
at this
moment,
so I cannot go right now, but I definitely want to. So.
Great. Well, looking forward to meeting you when you do get here.
Okay. Thank you, James.
All right. Thanks for calling. I've got one more call. I think we've got, looks like Mojo on from Oregon on line two. So it looks like we have somebody pretty local here. Mojo, are you with us?
Hi, James. Yes, James,
hey,
how are you?
Doing great. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, James. I got to give a quick shout-out to one of your eSETI people, Gio, on Project Avalon. He's a guy that told me you were on tonight, so I thought I'd give a quick call.
Oh, great. Yeah, great. Love Gio.
I really like what you said about the Disclosure Project and how they're missing a segment of researchers. It's really sad. And also, I like what you said about the good versus bad ETs. I've been in contact. I hope you get to check out my videos. I've only gotten to a certain stage. I've never made verbal communication, but I've been touched about 7 to 10 times by their energy. And I filmed quite a few different kinds of crafts. So I'm just stuck, like, going on 5 years of contact, but not quite to the point where I'm communicating, person to person. I've seen the tall mantis. I've seen other different shapes.
Yeah.
So I really don't know what they are, but pretty amazing.
Yeah, it's right around the corner. I think the veils are getting so thin that, we're going to be seeing them in our living rooms pretty soon, and hopefully we can muster up the courage not to run away.
Yeah. So any thoughts on how I could make that contact any further?
Well, what I find is that if you keep working on your own spiritual practices and heal any old wounds and traumas, that might have been from the past, be it past life or childhood, and do whatever process-oriented therapy you can get involved with, and just keep meditating on that love and joy and bliss with the intent of having contact, that'll, increase your odds of that happening. And I think it's undeniable. There's no way of getting around it because the energy's coming in. It's going to happen and real soon.
All right. Well, James, thank you so much for that. And I really appreciate what you're doing. So I'll be brief and say goodbye and best wishes.
All right. Well, shoot us an email if you have some good footage, and let us see it. I'd love to see it.
All right, James. Sounds great. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Great. All right. Looks like we're hitting the end of the hour. It looks like we got most of the callers. We had to cut it off because we've gone way over. Thanks to BBS, allowed us to go over And, you know, that's awesome of them to do that. And I hate cutting people off or cutting the show short when there are people, you know, online that want to share their stories or get some information. And and again, right now, it's so important right now that we all start being kind to each other, being loving to each other, and start operating in alignment with universal law, you know, and that's, you know, universal peace, brother, sisterly love, you know, prosperity and abundance for everybody, equality. You know, we all know what it is. It's in the heart of hearts of everybody. You know, that's what universal law is. And, you know, it's the old saying, you know, do unto others as you have them do unto you. It's not that complicated. So we have to end this separation game. You know, unity consciousness is here. We need to align with it, and we need to unite, you know, as one people, one planet, where we are leading ourselves and not allowing some wacko regenerate group, you know, leading us, you know, into oblivion. So anyway, it's the bottom line. Focus on love and joy and peace until you become it. That's the path. Heal the past, release the path. The past, and you know, and watch the skies, because contact's here. It's happening now. You know, we don't have to go looking back at Roswell or anywhere else in the past, and we don't have to wait for the future for this to happen. It's happening right now. It's happening within. It's an inner thing. It's all around you. Once you make that inner contact, you'll start having the outer contact, but it's more of an interior thing. It's an awakening thing. And that's where we need to go, because these beings are very spiritually and technologically advanced beings. A lot of them are coming from the higher dimensions, you know, blipping in and out of this one. And we have to rise to the occasion if we're going to have this contact. So, again, it's not about an external authority and waiting for some government or some religious organization or whatever to tell you it's okay. You know, it's about an inner authority and getting in touch with that inner authority and know that you have the divine right to free will and self-determination, and you have the divine right to live a thoroughly loving, joyous, and abundant life. And everybody does. So it's time to step up the plate and demand that and actually walk that talk. So anyway, we're out of time. Thanks to BBS for letting me go over. This is James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio signing off. And have a great evening. And understand, we're in process. Undeniable, we are in process. There is a vibrational lifting and healing going on. It's exponential. It's getting stronger. And if you want to keep running your ego programs, good luck with that, because that's just not going to be happening. So anyway, get in touch with the soul and spirit and get in touch with your unique purpose for being here and find out what your arrangements are and your agreements with spirit and get on with it. And have a great evening. Good night.